I'm here in Newcastle and I'm talking to Deirdre Dowling. Deirdre, you tell me about your time in the mills. When did you first get a job there?
I would have got a job there in about 1963, 64 would have been the time I was there.
And how long did you remain in the mills then?
I remained there till I got married in 1968.
And your own name was Kennedy?
Kennedy at the time, yes.
And can you tell me where your background, where you came from and your family?
I lived on the New Road in Clondorkin, opposite what would be known now as Boland's Garage. That wasn't there at the time, but it was just a country road. And I'm one of 10 children, came the youngest, twins, and we had 8 girls and 2 boys in the family.
My, and so being the youngest, I suppose you had everything handed down to you.
More or less, yes. We were always told we were spoiled, but that's another matter.
What did your dad do for a living?
My father was a train driver for CIA.
He
used to drive the trains, the goods trains to Cork, mostly to Cork and do all the country runs.
So you probably saw very little of him, because if he was gone early in the morning, would he be? Or?
Well, he would have been away overnight. He would have had to pack a bag, and it was a big case at the time, and my mother used to put all his rations into it. And he would take them off with him, and he would maybe be away for 2 or 3 days at a time.
And so it was the... would he go into Newbridge, where would he start from?
He would start from Broadstone, in the cities in Broadstone, and they would pick up their trains from there. He probably would have had to cycle from Clondorkin into Broadstone and pick up his train and his goods from there. And they'd chunk down from down to the country, delivering whatever they had to do in different stations. And would be the same on the way back then. They would bring goods back from Cork, back up to Dublin.
My goodness, indeed. And what do you remember about growing up in Clondalkin in those early,
in the late
40s, 50s?
Very happy days. We had plenty of green fields and we'd no fear. We could go out and play, and everyone knew everyone, and neighbours, the doors were always opened. You could always go into anyone's house, and you would be given a meal. If they were serving a meal, you'd put sitting down with the rest of the family, all that sort of thing. So we were always very happy.
And you were saying that there was very little houses around where you were.
There was very little, yeah. There was about 10, 12 at the time, and then they start to build up in Clondalkin and then up at Newlands Cross and then down around the Laurels.
And so your education, where did you go to
school? It was the Presentation Convent in Clondalkin, the nuns.
And did you have any ambitions or plans, or what did you know you were going, what did you want to do?
Well, initially I would have liked to do hairdressing. And it just didn't happen. There was very few openings around at the time. So I just went into the mill, and my sister had started there before me, and neighbours were there. So it was an automatic thing that you were brought in and given work there. So we worked in the mill with them.
So you must have been very young then, just going straight.
I would have been only 16, yeah, at the latest.
Yeah. What did you start to do?
We started on sorting out papers. It would be like a ream of paper. It could be a 12 by 14, and it would be called a ream of paper. And that would be maybe 500 sheets you'd have to go through. And you would sort out all the bad sheets out of that. And then you would have to count it and make sure there was a ream, and you count all those, make sure they were stacked up neat and tidy. The edges all had to be straightened out and all that before they went out.
Did you go through an apprenticeship?
And more or less, yes, you would have, because the older people there would have taught you how to do it. you wouldn't automatically know how to do this. So you would be taught how to do it. You'd have a supervisor and teaching you that.
And who was your supervisor?
My supervisor would have been a woman called May Nolan. She's dead now, God love her. But she was a lovely person. She was from Clondalkin, and she would have nurtured us along because she was much older than us.
Yeah.
And she worked in the mill for quite a long time. She never married. But we would have grown up with her, and she would have been a very nurturing person to us. So she would.
And in your section there, was there many of you?
Of the women?
Yes.
There would have been about 30 altogether, I'd say. There was a sister of, an older sister of mine that worked there, and then my twin sister and myself worked there. And then the men's section, I had two brother-in-laws who worked in the men down the factory floor where the machines were. They would have done that.
All right, so the family were well supported by the mills?
Oh, very much so, yeah. But it was a life support for a lot of people in Clondalkin. So it was.
And so the sorting of the paper, can you go through it with me and explain exactly what it was that you did?
Well, every sheet of paper had to be perfect. And any little slight flaw in the paper had to be taken out. You couldn't send out anything that wasn't perfect.
And how would you spot that? I mean,
well, that's the training you got. You just get a trained eye. They train you to spot out the imperfections in the paper,
yeah.
Different lines or spots, or wasn't a straight edge on the sheet, you know, things like that. So you would be, that's what you got trained for, is to do all that.
And then the counting them and sorting them, I mean, was that something that you knew?
That was another skill, because you had to be able to fold the paper in a certain way so that you could count it in 5 sheets at a time. You couldn't just count one sheet at a time. You'd be there all day. You'd have to count it in 5 sheets, because you'd have to count maybe 100 reams a day. You'd go through if you were very busy for to get what we would call it. The more reams you did, the better your bonus got. Because you were, pardon, you were on a flat week's wages. And then you got a bonus by counting so many reams after that.
And this was incentive to work longer hours?
Yeah, to work harder and to get more paper out faster.
It must have been going at 100 miles an hour there.
There was lots of times you couldn't talk, you wouldn't take your eyes off the table,
yeah.
Because you're watching your paper that it wasn't going out with any faults in it. And then you would have to make sure that the counting was correct, because if it wasn't counted right, you'd be in trouble then.
Was this all broadsheet paper for newspaper printing that you were doing?
No, well, not really, no. It would have been for different things. It would have been brown parcel papering, people used to parcel their gifts with, or shops would use, would go on then to be made into brown paper bags. Then they brought in different coloured papers then that would be sent down to be made into coloured bags for shops and places like that.